Hello, everyone. I'm Lou Marciani, the director of the Innovation Institute for Fan Experience. And also, I host the Dr. Lou's Views on a series of podcasts and articles about people, processes, and technologies that affect the global sports and entertainment industry. Welcome to the COVID Tech Playbook series. The focus of this series is to track technology trends, identify industry gaps, and bring forward to the country technologies that can address these current and emerging challenges facing our industry. Our 2021 goal is to help the sports and entertainment industry return to work, play, and spectate. This is our fourth podcast in the COVID Tech Playbook series. Today, I'm joined by Ken Mills, the Chief Executive Officer of IntelliSite, their brand being Envision a Safer and Smarter World. Our format today will include a presentation by Ken. Also, I'd like you to feel free to submit questions using the Q&A feature at the bottom of the screen. So let's get started with the presentation. Ken, welcome.
Thanks, Dr. Lou. Appreciate you having me. It's great to see you live and somewhat in person these days. It's been a while. We talked November since we last got together, which is too long. And I'm looking forward to breaking bread as soon as we can. So really appreciate the opportunity. I'm really excited about getting back to the game. I'm a big sports fan. You know, my wife and I are season ticket holders for Clemson Tigers for football. We love to spend time there anytime we can. We love spending time in the stadium, and we're very excited to be able to get back and spend even more time as we get through this dynamic situation that's occurring in our world today. And we want to help as a technology provider, as IntelliSite, and some of the solutions we have around AI and IoT, kind of how we're going to bring those solutions together, connectivity. And we'll talk about some use cases that we are working with today with a number of stadiums and sports agencies across the globe. So a lot of great things to talk about, and hopefully some good questions. And I'm hoping to give a fair amount of time for questions and answers and discussion, as a lot of these topics can get pretty deep in a lot of ways you can go. But I think I'd be remiss without talking about IntelliSite. And fortunately, Dr. Lou is allowing us to participate in the International Fan Experience as we believe in Dr. Lou and his mission and what he's trying to accomplish. And I spent a lot of time with him and at my time at Dell, and we were very excited to be a part of that organization, this organization then there as well. But yeah. IntelliSite's been around for 20 years. So we're actually celebrating our 20-year anniversary this whole year, and we're very excited about, you know, being a company that was developing and delivering IoT solutions even before the term IoT was really coined. Our founders, you know, immigrated from Costa Rica, you know, literally built a American dream and built a company that was, you know, profitable and growing and now has significant investment behind it. You know, but they started out developing, you know, some of the first smart combines and smart tractors for intelligent farming, again, way before IoT was even a thing. So, you know, it's one of those things that is great to see something that's been around for a long time. And we've learned a lot of the things that we shouldn't have done, right? You learn a lot through failure, you learn a lot through innovation. And so now we're at a point where we believe we have a great set of products, a great set of solutions that are very repeatable and very reliable. You know, we've made a few acquisitions this past year through COVID, which has made COVID even more exciting. You know, I'm literally coming up my first year as CEO of the company, and we've made three acquisitions since and helped navigate the pandemic for a lot of our customers and partners. And we've also picked up a few awards along the way as one of the pioneers in the Managed Service Provider CRN list, as well as an IoT Excellence Award for our Smart and Safe Community as a Service solution, which we'll talk about briefly. You know, we have customers across a very diverse set of verticals and so forth, and we're very excited that we were able to participate in opportunities like the Super Bowl, as well as soccer stadiums and other football venues and so forth. So, you know, stadiums are a very important part of our business and a growing part of our business, and we're hoping to participate more in opportunities through this discussion today. And where we focus is really around delivering AI and IoT and bringing those two data sets together for a number of use cases. But some of the most common use cases we see these days, especially as we try to get back to the game, are around just general safety and security, right? Because the safety footprint has changed over the years in stadiums. How you respond to safety and security in this new pandemic time is very different than it used to be. You know, thermal screening to mask compliance to occupancy counting and compliance to things like air quality, airflow, cold storage management for vaccine distribution, which a lot of stadiums are participating in on behalf of their population, to include, you know, cold storage management for the food that's been that might be delivered in the stadium for service for the patrons. And so these solutions kind of wrap around, you know, computer vision as a service and Internet of Things as a service, and tying all of those things together with remote monitoring and management. AI with a human touch, which means that we have a staff of people that can help ensure that the AI results you're getting are what you want and ones that you actually want to respond to. And we are bring that all together with 4G, 5G connectivity solutions to ensure that whether you put a camera in a remote parking lot or you want to use 5G to send videos and images from photographers around the stadium, you know, we have connectivity solutions that can ensure that the stadium is up and running and at optimal performance. So another big thing that we focus on, or several other things that we focus on, is really, you know, the longevity of the assets, right? So we want to deploy solutions that work for as long as the stadium needs them to work. You know, we have solutions deployed in customers that are 15, 16 years old, 10 years old, right? So we understand that these assets are a significant investment for a stadium, and we want to make sure that you buy very rugged, hardened solutions that can last the test of time and you get the full value out of that asset and that investment, which ultimately reduces risks from a financial perspective and management of the devices and life cycle management of the devices. But then, you know, tying that together with early threat detection with AI and IoT sensors, to real-time monitoring of the AI data and the IoT sensor data, to visualizing that data so that you can make decisions with all the information on a single screen. And then, you know, being able to bring that all together. So the platform that we have from an IntelliSite perspective is all around what we call our IntelliCore platform. Our IntelliCore platform is all around intelligence and insight. So we start with our DeepLogic platform, which is the ability to bring in all this sensor data and connect it to all these different applications so that you can do things that are critical for your operations. And then we tie on top of that artificial intelligence, whether it's computer vision or data AI. And then we provide visualization of all of that in our Deep Insights platform, which I'll talk about. But some examples that we've used with real customers is someone comes into a venue and they may have a high temperature and they're an employee and you want to connect that high temperature alert to their access control badge to say, hey, they can't come back into the building for 10 days, 14 days, 21 days, whatever your policy is. You are using a ServiceNow integration or a Workday integration to create an HR event that says that this employee is potentially impacted and may need a quarantine. So therefore, we need to take them off the schedule and we need to bring someone else in their place, you know, helping automate some of those integrations to the data at the far edge of your entrance, which is maybe where someone's taking a temperature. This could also be tied to air quality, right? There's been a lot of studies that talk about air quality and its impact on the transmission of various diseases. And, you know, it just makes sense, right? The worse your ventilation is, the more likely things are going to move around. And so we can give real-time analysis of your air quality throughout your facility to understand if you have an area which may be a red zone where you don't want people to go because the ventilation isn't working quite right, or a green zone where you feel that the air quality and the CO2 levels that are optimum level to have the least amount of risk, or maybe it's somewhere in between a yellow zone, and be able to give you that real-time data as well as the historical data around that air quality data set to say, hey, you know, how are things changing as different events come and go? How are things changing across the seasons? You know, do I need to adapt my system to make sure I have the optimal air quality and airflow to prevent the spread of any communicable diseases, or at least have a better chance at preventing that spread? So these are all things that we can do from a DeepLogic and AI and Deep Insights combination which is all part of our IntelliCore platform, which is our primary product that we have developed and bring to market, brought to market. So I talked about some of these examples, right? So multi-device data integration. So again, that could be a thermal sensor, that could be a cold storage sensor, that could be a video camera, that can be a access control device. It can be, you know, lots and lots of different sensors to be able to pull that data in, aggregate that data, and then make real-time decisions, and to include creating alerts to let you know that, hey, something needs to be responded to and something is happening. So here's a customer dashboard that's looking across all of their thermal devices across all of their facilities and giving them a real-time analysis of where they're having temperature alerts and where they're not. And then, you know, being able to show a histogram, is this going up? Is this going down? You know, giving you really micro data to your facility specifically. What are the trends that are happening and what are happening at your facility? So you're not relying on a regional or statewide or national level data. You're able to do it down to your facility, exactly what's happening, and make decisions based on your property and your surrounding properties. And then we can back this up with what we call IntelliCare, which is real-time monitoring of these events with staff to respond to these events, to work with the local officials or local security or HVAC in the air quality example. We can do remote monitoring and response of events. So this has become very important in the pandemic world because there's not as much staff on site as there used to be. So being able to communicate virtually or remotely through audio and speaker systems to give people direction, to allow people to enter the facility in a touchless environment, to provide escort services of staff to their vehicles in a touchless environment at a safe distance. So these are all types of services and things that we're starting to see in venues and enterprise customers and campuses and cities as people try to reduce the amount of contact that individuals have with each other as they come and go from their workplace to ensure the least amount of transmission of any disease, COVID or otherwise, right? Which, you know, COVID isn't the only thing out there. And then, you know, being able to provide a daily, weekly, you know, annual, quarterly, whatever you want, set of reports to understand, again, what's happening at an operational level within your facility and making sure that all the devices are up and running, right? So real-time health and wellness to know that, hey, your air quality sensor is down and being able to proactively let you know, hey, this needs to be replaced, and then order a replacement and send it, you know, quickly so that you can maybe open up that area as quickly as possible if it was closed. So that's the technology that underpins the outcomes that I'm going to talk about here for the next few slides. So, you know, that's the engine, if you will, that makes the car run. So let's talk about the different types of cars and outcomes that you can get with these engines. So, you know, one of the things that we've seen specifically around COVID safety is a need to reduce bottlenecks while actively screening folks. You know, mass detection and compliance is super important for a lot of jurisdictions. Occupancy management is very important for a lot of jurisdictions. Identifying, you know, high-risk individuals based on your policies, your expectations, screening multiple points of entry to allow a better flow of people coming and going in the facility without having to consolidate to a single entrance. Centralizing the management and response of those events that come from those data sets, and really through AI overall artificial intelligence integration, decreasing significantly the number of false positives and alerts that you have to respond to, which is better for everybody from a time management perspective and patron employee satisfaction level. So these are all things that we focus on from a software perspective. And here's a real world example. This happens to be at a major world airport where they're using it to scan individuals as they come and go from the airport. And this is an example of a mobile environment. We have permanent installations we have combination of the two. So there's lots of different ways that you can interact with or deploy these types of solutions. So there's not a one size fits all approach. But we've done it differently with privacy built in. So we follow the GDPR compliance, GDPR expectations. We also we don't have any HIPAA violations in the way that we maintain the data. You have complete control over your data. It's stored locally on your premise. It can be cloud managed, but that data can be completely controlled on your premise under your watch and not shared with anybody that you don't give explicit control or privileges to. So we build it with privacy in. We even include things like facial masking of people coming into the system or in the facility. So anybody that comes in the facility, if they're normal, no issues, no concerns, their face is blurred out and the system doesn't even record it unless you know you need to go back and have an incident where you may need to take off the facial blur. But at a normal day-to-day operation, every face is blurred, which you know is really good from a privacy perspective. It greatly reduces cost versus a manual operation. It definitely reduces risk by having fewer interactions between employees and people coming and going from the facility. So it's all around safety as well as improving the whole process and while doing it with a privacy mind built in. So here's an example of kind of some different screenshots of what we're integrating. So we're integrating, you know, a higher end system to a lower end system and be able to bring all and as well as air quality and tie all that data together in a common dashboard to say, here's what's happening in my facility right now across all my different IoT devices and video devices and cameras and so forth. So here's an example of the AI kind of working in real time. And do you guys see this on the screen? I hope you do.
Yeah.
All right, great. So, you know, this is without privacy mask turned on, but you absolutely have the ability to also turn on privacy mask where none of the faces are available or visible based on, again, whatever your policy might be. Here's an example of a train system coming into a stadium outside in a certain part of the, and this is in the US, I believe. So being able to understand real time, how many people are coming in, have they paid, are they social distancing, are they not social distancing, are they wearing masks, not wearing masks, you know, how many, you know, how long is the line, what's the queue of that line, how quickly is that line moving? All of these things can be provided real time in a COVID environment, or as this example shows, as no one's wearing a mask and no one's social distancing, in a non-COVID environment where, you know, queue management and throughput and getting people in and out as safely as possible is super important. And we've also integrated this to, in this example, train occupancy. So understanding exactly how many people are in each car and then letting people know what the utilization rates are, as well as are the cars being overloaded from an occupancy and safety perspective. So we can actually count how many people are coming and going into each car and correlate that with how many people came through the turnstiles and understand, you know, where people are going, how they're going, because the data we had pre-COVID is no longer, you know, really viable today, right? We don't know how people are going to use trains and stadiums and other public spaces like they did before COVID. Is it going to be exactly the same? Is it going to be, you know, dramatically different? You know, is it going to be somewhere in the middle? We don't know. We don't have those answers yet. So by having these artificial intelligence platforms layered on top of what you're doing today, we can get much more insight as to what's happening now and what the post-COVID world looks like and how we can change our security footprint or our fan experience feature set to ensure that we have the best fan experience and we capitalize the best opportunity to get fans in the stadium and happy and spending money on various items while they're in the stadium, right? The whole fan experience. Another thing that we're doing through that same AI aspect is wayfinding, as well as route optimization, and you know, tying back into that queue management. So, you know, knowing how long the lines are, knowing which, you know, what the utilization rate is of certain bathrooms, where the utilization rate is of certain concession stands, understanding, you know, where things are and integrating that into data that can say, hey, you know, here's when you need to fill, you know, empty waste bins. Here's where you know, the queue might be too long in this concession line. You should go to the concession in section Z, you know, whatever that example is that you're trying to solve for. We can ensure that, you know, we're getting, again, giving that new real-time data that you can do your concession planning, your cleanliness planning, as well as overall facility understanding of what's going on. So, you know, maybe, you know, you a restroom isn't being utilized as much and you don't need to clean that one as much, but there's another one, you know, in another section that's being, you know, utilized a lot more than you planned, and therefore you need to go and provide more cleaning. As Dr. Liu, you know, had a great expert on previously talking about how the restrooms are the area where there's the biggest challenge in bringing people back to the game and how you manage that whole experience. So, you know, leveraging AI and IoT sensors together to ensure that the restrooms are as clean as possible and as available as possible so that you can get people in and out safely from the stadium as well as in and out of the concessions and the restroom facilities as quickly and safely as possible. So that's something that has become much more important to the stadiums that we've talked to than ever before. And then you have your good old fashioned public safety things, right? You know, vandalism, theft, people using illegal dumping around stadiums, you know, high risk individuals, centralized, man, all the different things that have existed, you know, for years and years, you know, being able to still do that while at layering on top of the traditional technology, new solutions like IoT and AI. So another thing that we're starting to see interest in is the fan experience around traffic safety, pedestrian safety. So we all know there's tons of pedestrians that come and go around any stadium, any venue, any event. So understanding, you know, what are the near misses? Because those are never reported from a event perspective within a stadium. If you didn't get hit by a car, you don't call the police and say, I almost got hit by the car, right? There's no ticket, there's no data that's captured, but that those near misses are really important to understand you know, you almost had an incident, you almost potentially had a pedestrian fatality. How do you change the traffic patterns and the light patterns and the cones and all those things to direct traffic properly to ensure that you have the best opportunity for, you know, what we call Vision Zero, zero pedestrian fatalities as people come and go from the venue. So being able to analyze, you know, how people are using the crosswalks and waiting zones, how people are driving through the intersections, how that's being timed with the traffic lights and so forth. So, you know, being able to analyze that in and around the stadium to make sure that you know what's going on and how to ensure the safest egress for the stadium based on whatever event or venue you might have. Another scenario that we've seen interest in is around parking management with disabled person assistance, right? So someone parks in a disabled parking lot and needs help. You can kind of proactively provide assistance. You can also proactively look to see if someone parked in a disabled parking spot and doesn't have the proper tags, it doesn't have the proper authorization to be there, and is taking a spot from someone who really needs it, you know, understanding what that looks like and even providing a service to those disabled persons that if they need help, you know, they can use an app and much like curbside service for retail, they can pull into a handicapped spot, you know what spot number it is, ask for assistance, and then receive assistance from the stadium staff to ensure that they get to the venue safely and have a great experience so that everybody has, you know, as equal an opportunity to enjoy the fan experience as possible. So these are things that we can do, as well as, you know, good old fashioned utilization rates, right? How many parking spaces are available? You know, how many handicapped parking spaces have been used? You know, you can break it into sectors, and then you can integrate this with digital signage to let people know, you know, where parking is available, where it's not available. Again, speeding the experience of coming and going into the facilities. And obviously that can change depending on the venue, change based on the traffic patterns. So you're leveraging AI to give people real-time data to say, you know, how utilized is one parking lot versus another, and directing traffic to the most the best place possible. For me, I often always get turned around as, you know, where my seats are versus where I should park. And I like to park as close to my seat. So, you know, I have the shortest walk to and from the stadium. And, you know, if I have north side tickets and I should park on, you know, this side of the this lot, that, you know, that kind of real time AI data can be useful for patrons such as myself. So just kind of throwing that out there. And let me skip ahead here. one thing that's really become very popular is the whole 5G, right? So most NFL stadiums in the US have 5G service, and it provides a great value for people trying to get there, and it handles a lot more people in the seats using their phone at the same time, which has been a major problem for a lot of stadiums over the years. But it's not just about, you know, providing a fan experience that when you want to take a picture and put on social media, you can do that. It's also about using 4G, 5G to ensure that the stadium operations are up 24/7, 100% of the time, so that if you have an ice storm and you lose, traditional fiber connectivity or traditional broadband connectivity, you still have cellular connectivity that can be provided as a real-time backup and ensure that the concession stands are operating as they're supposed to, the ticket operators are operating as they're supposed to, the shops, you know, the fan shops are operating as they're supposed to, as well as being able to create, you know, pop-up experiences in and around the venue while having 4G, 5G as the primary connectivity to be able to get that data to and from, or putting pop-up IoT sensors for air quality, or pop-up IoT sensors for traffic management, or pop-up video cameras for, you know, remote parking lot safety, you know, be able to connect all those back via a integrated 4G, 5G system. Or even providing, parking lot Wi-Fi, you know, with a 5G backhaul or 4G backhaul, you know, we're able to actually combine multiple 4G signals and get 200-400 megabits of bandwidth to a Wi-Fi hotspot that you can drop in the middle of a stadium or middle of a fan experience for, you know, your own internal utilization or for fan experiences that you might be deploying around the stadium for a particular event. And then, you know, a very simple one that we're starting to see more interest in is 5G camera kits for high-speed photo and video upload, right? So literally a fanny pack or a backpack that has 5G connectivity and battery packs, so that people that are taking photos and videos around the stadium can send the highest quality image, you know, from wherever they are, wherever it needs to go, as quickly as possible, so that it can get put up on the screen or put up on the social media page or shared as quickly as possible in the highest quality possible, leveraging the advances of 5G. And as I already mentioned, you know, parking lot Wi-Fi service is becoming an opportunity, an interesting add-on. So one of the other kind of, you know, beyond safety and security, you know, beyond connectivity, we're seeing is around cold chain management. And a lot of people you've probably heard about that with the vaccine, which we've done a fair amount of work around. But it's also around your freezers or your refrigerators or your other, you know, machines throughout the stadium to make sure that they are maintaining the right temperature, that they have power to them, that the humidity levels are correct, maybe they're vibrating too much, which likely means that there's going to be a motor failure, compressor failure, and then you might have food spoilage, which is, you know, loss of revenue, loss of frustrated fans. So being able to bring all that together to ensure that the stadium has the freshest food available where you need it, when you need it, and you have the least amount of spoilage possible, which directly goes back to the bottom line of operations, which in today's world, as you know, as it's always been, is super critical for any venue operation. These are some of the customers that we've worked with over the years, right? Over the last 20 years. So a lot of cities, agencies, big enterprises, energy, healthcare, hospitality, entertainment, you know, lots of different organizations throughout the globe and throughout the U.S. and Canada specifically. So I'm going to end it here right on 30 minutes, which is what I told Dr. Lou I would do. And, you know, I know I covered a lot of topics, and I know there's probably a lot of details that you may want some more information on. We're happy to provide any details that you need, as well as answer any questions you may have now and for this now or in further discussion. So
appreciate the opportunity. Yeah, Ken, I'll be starting some questions. I got quite a few here, but those that are in attendance, please go to the bottom of the screen there and put in your Q&A for Ken. Ken, tremendous presentation. Thank you so much. Very informative. I certainly took a lot of notes here. I guess I'm going to start off just from representing all of us on the webinar today. How do we get started? Do I do an assessment? I run a venue. I I know I have some gaps, but where and how can you help me get started to look at where I need to go?
Yeah, it's a great question, right? I mean, it's always one of the biggest challenges is which problem do you solve first, right? And which opportunity do you tackle first? You know, typically where we see a lot of interest is solving a couple of the connectivity issues, right? That's a kind of an easy one you can tick off the list there to kind of provide a better experience for like the photographers or provide remote connectivity where you might need it for some of the pop-up events and so forth. So that one's kind of a straightforward one that's pretty easy to tackle first. But when you get into the more of the IoT and AI side, then yeah, it gets into more of an assessment. Are you trying to solve fan experience and queue management? Are you trying to solve a new way for people to come and go into the venue? Are you trying to move to more of a touchless experience in a lot of these opportunities? You know, so what are the biggest priorities for the venue and how can IoT sensors and AI help? You know, I'm a firm believer that most of the folks on the call, if they're an operator, they really could care less what technology we put in front of them, as long as it actually provides the outcome that they need. And so that's where we have to start is what's the outcome? What's the most pressing outcome? What's the most pressing need? And then we'll help determine if there is a legitimate technology opportunity to solve it.
So is there a type of an assessment tool that we can have to prepare for this assessment so that we know we're not wasting time in preparation of your, let's say, a site visit or what we need to do? Because we have to start this way because it can end up being a budget. It's going to end up being a process. So
usually it's in a questionnaire. So it's great. And then we kind of nail down what are the highest priorities. And then in the COVID days, depending on what the policies are, we've done a fair amount of FaceTime assessments these days, which is unusual. But you know, we can do remote assessments, we can do on-site assessments. But first and foremost, it's really the questionnaire around what are the outcomes, what are the ones that you feel are impressing with the new world that we are now in. And you know, let's assess where you're at and how do we get you where you want to go.
Okay. You know, we're getting some requests on audio analytics. Can that be integrated into the system?
Yeah, audio analytics is becoming super interesting, right? So people that need help, people that are, you know, maybe in danger, people that you may want to identify crowd noises or gunshots or all kinds of different, you know, analysis. And absolutely, you know, acoustical analysis and AI is just as important as computer vision in a lot of cases. So, you know, being able to tie those in and generate events based on that. Absolutely, right. And some of those events are really around life safety and, you know, fan support and fan help. So you might route those AI results to a different set of people than you might route the computer vision results that might be more around overall, you know, fan enjoyment and fan experience.
Well, there's no question. Now, of course, you know, we hear 5G and we're working through that. What's explain to me a private 5G. I don't understand that.
Yeah,
I know you can laugh, but I'm not in your. Yeah. We're not in your world. Yeah. We're trying to do our part of it, you know. But
yeah, no, I'm with you. I get really nerdy, and Dr. Liu knows it. So the private 5G is really about taking the value that 5G brings, but making it work across your entire venue, right? Because you know, I don't know if you might have a new iPhone that has 5G, and you get on the internet, and it's like, well, this is kind of the same speed as 4G, and the reason is that you know, the 5G tower and the wavelengths can't quite get to you as far. They don't travel as far as the 4G signals typically have. So at the same bandwidth. So when you create a private 5G, you're adding infrastructure in your venue to extend the 5G capability to more and more of your users so that you can ensure that you have the high speed bandwidth everywhere you need it.
Okay. And you mentioned, obviously, artificial intelligence. Explain to me an enterprise artificial intelligence.
Yeah, that's my favorite topic these days.
I know. You only got an hour left. That's it.
Yeah, right, that's right. So I should have a soapbox here somewhere. But you know, a lot of AI is very point solutions, right? Where you buy a piece of software and you put it on a server and it looks at a camera and it gives a result. That's pretty interesting, and you can get a lot of good results with that in a number of use cases. But what we're finding, especially in stadiums and we're doing a private-public partnerships between stadiums and cities and so forth, you really need to integrate that AI and manage that AI very differently. So, you know, it needs to be deployed in a way that's very scalable and repeatable. You need to be able to use and manage different models. So, you know, what AI model that works over here may not work on the other side of the stadium, and being able to choose the right model for the right use case without having to buy a whole new software application every time you want to use a new behavior or a new model. You know, being able to have those models learn over time and improve over time, and then actually take those learnings and then reapply them back to the system so that it actually genuinely does become smarter, right? So most AI is a snapshot in time. You know, whatever you bought, you know, that's as smart as it's going to get. And we all know technology is improving and a lot of innovation is occurring in this space. You don't want just a snapshot in time. You want the value of AI for the life of that asset. And so with enterprise AI, it's really, and this is why I get so passionate about it, which I'm sure you can tell, is, you know, really about ensuring that you get the right model for the right use case at the right time, whenever that is. So you're not locked into a single snapshot of innovation. You get the whole life cycle of the innovation. And then what that means is, you know, 5 years from now, the AI is going to be way better than it is today. And you don't have to go back and forklift upgrade your investment to take advantage of that AI. And that's a huge factor that I think a lot of stadiums and cities and things need to really think about so that they get the maximum use out of that investment.
Yeah, that's good. Now, one more time, give us an example of IoT and AI working together in our world.
Yeah. So a great example is that people coming in through the like a train station underneath your venue, you know, understanding through AI how many people are coming off, you know, which turnstiles are going through, and if there is an issue, actually closing the doors and not letting people come in because that train is full from an occupancy requirement. You don't want to overload the train. Queuing up people using AI and people counting and understanding where they are, and then opening the gates of those queues, you know, based on, again, social distancing, occupancy requirements, things of that nature, using AI to understand if people are wearing masks, and if it sees someone not wearing a mask, instead of calling them out and saying, hey, Dr. Liu, put your mask on, maybe using some lights and some visualization cues to say, hey, you know, please wear your mask, right? Just to kind of give that friendly reminder multiple times as they go throughout the concourse that they need to be wearing their mask, right? And get them to be in compliance. Things like the air quality one, right? You have an IoT sensor that's telling you the air quality of an area may not be what you want. And then using AI and digital signage to provide wayfinding to move people to another area where maybe the air quality is where you would want it to be, which, you know, a year ago, no one was talking about air quality indoors. And now it's a big deal. And understanding how to make that real for your venue is really important, right? And you may not have the time or money or capital to completely rechange your venting systems. So using sensors and artificial intelligence to work together to you know, work with what you got is potentially a better investment.
Yeah. Go back to COVID-19, and you know, our industry would like to get back to work, play, and spectate by August. If you talk to our members of this industry, it's August. Now people are getting vaccinated, some are not getting vaccinated. There might be some rapid testing down the road here. So take me to August and I have access control into the stadium, right? How am I going to take advantage of what your capabilities are to help me determine a safe stadium, you know?
Yeah, it's a great question. And, you know, that's another long one, right? So at least on the employee side, where you have a lot of ability to impact change and policy, right? Which in honesty is really important for the employees that you have, as well as the people that come to the stadium that those employees interact with, right? So one of our airport customers, you know, they wanted to, we tied their schedule into the system. So when they came, they badged in. If they didn't do a rapid test or they didn't do a temperature scan or they didn't, you know, answer the questionnaire about, you know, how they feel today, have they been in contact with anybody that has COVID, you know, all the things that you need to do from a best practice perspective, if all those things weren't checked off, then we generated a ServiceNow alert that went to their manager and went to them and said, hey, we see that you're at work. We see that you haven't done the pre-screening. We see that you haven't done the on-site screening necessary. Yep. make sure you do that before you start working. And then obviously you can escalate that based on policy from there. So those are some things that are, you could, as a stadium and a venue operator and owner, you can really have a lot of control over. And if you can make sure the employees are safe and you can make sure that you have the right employees showing up, then you have a much better chance of ensuring a safe stadium, a safe environment. And then the other example that I think is the most meaningful, or the other two, is the air quality and the bathroom cleanliness assessments and alerting, right? So if you can, you know, manage the air quality and you can ensure the bathrooms are clean and you can ensure your employees are screened and checked and ready to go, I think candidly, stadiums are really doing a really best effort there.
Yeah. Well, I got concession stands too, right?
Touchless payment.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, there's all kinds of little things you can go to. Yeah.
How do they get in touch with you? Because we're leaving here all excited here about opportunities to upgrade ourselves post COVID that really are going to be a difference for confidence in our fans. We can't forget that right now. Our biggest issue is going to be why do I want to leave my living room in relation to going to the event? I want to be confident that I can. So you're going to play a role in that, I think.
Absolutely. And we'd love to. I'm sometimes the worst marketer out there because I just like helping people. So I don't always think, I'm the one that doesn't have the card in the sales meeting all the time. If you go to, and I'll put it here in the chat, if you go to IntelliSite.io or email our team at sales at IntelliSite.io, we will be happy to work with you. And we're working on, major projects in Tokyo, to major venues in the UK, to some stadiums here in the US. So, we'd love to participate in any opportunity that we can, and we really appreciate being a part of the organization and the folks that make this up.
Well, we'll get you involved in the X Experience Consortium as we look at innovative solutions, post-COVID here down the road. Well, first of all, and again, we've known each other for a long time. Thank you so much for the great presentation and really enjoyed it. And I thank IntelliSite too for participating in our COVID tech playbook series. For everyone, go to IIFX.org to learn more about our podcast series, including the COVID risk playbook and other episodes in our COVID tech playbook series. Join us again for more of Dr. Liu's views and COVID tech playbook. All right. Well, say thank you again, Ken, and thank you, everybody. Bye-bye.